You will hear a radio interview with a man called Sam Hall, who is a mountain climber. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
This is Kate Green with another edition of Wild Ones, the programme about extreme sports. My guest on today's programme is Sam Hall, a mountain climber. Sam, thanks for being with us today. Now, I'd like to start by asking you how you became interested in such a dangerous sport.
Well, first, I'd like to point out that climbing isn't a dangerous sport, as long as you take it seriously and don't get too excited. Almost all the people who have accidents are badly prepared, you see, and this gives the sport a bad name, which isn't really fair.
Is the excitement part of the reason why you are so keen on climbing?
Only a small part of the reason, if I try to analyse it. The sense of achievement is more important, I suppose. But the main thing is the sensation of being so close to nature, though perhaps that's not the right way to put it.
I suppose you get a view of mountains that nobody else really sees.
Yes, that's very true. But at the same time, if I was dropped on the top of a mountain by helicopter, it wouldn't be the same. Less tiring, maybe, but not the same.
Yeah.
It's knowing that you've covered the distance to the top yourself, fighting every inch of the way. That's what makes you feel so pleased with yourself when you get to the summit.
Have you always been keen on climbing?
Ever since I was about 12. When my parents took me on a holiday to the Lake District and we went walking almost every day. Suddenly, it hit me that I was completely myself when I was in the hills and mountains, and I knew for certain that's what I wanted to do. I think perhaps everyone has a moment like that in childhood, though whether you can do anything about it later in life is a different matter.
How did your parents feel when it became clear that you were hooked on the sport?
Oh, very anxious that I should get the proper training and experience. But they've never tried to put me off. They were able to support me financially, which was useful. I'm not sure that it's exactly what they would have chosen for my occupation in life, but they've never said anything.
I'd like to ask you about your last climb in Peru. It was quite an adventure, wasn't it?
Definitely. You see, there's a mountain there called Siula Grande, and nobody had ever climbed the West Face. So there I was, with an old friend called Tony Gold. We'd done lots of climbs before, so I suppose we felt fairly sure of ourselves, which, as any experienced climber will tell you, is naturally when it can get dangerous. You make mistakes when you feel confident that you can do it.
And what exactly happened to you?
We got lost in a storm and had to spend 14 hours longer than we had planned on the mountain. Actually, in the circumstances, we were fortunate. It could have been a great deal worse. We were told later that storms in that region can last for as much as a week at that time of the year. But while we were there in sub-zero temperatures, wondering if anyone would ever find us, that's certainly not how it felt.
Well, I'm sure we're all delighted that your adventure turned out happily in the end. Thanks for joining us, and carry on climbing.
Thank you. I will.
Now you will hear part four again.
This is Kate Green with another edition of Wild Ones, the programme about extreme sports. My guest on today's programme is Sam Hall, a mountain climber. Sam, thanks for being with us today. Now, I'd like to start by asking you how you became interested in such a dangerous sport.
Well, first, I'd like to point out that climbing isn't a dangerous sport, as long as you take it seriously and don't get too excited. Almost all the people who have accidents are badly prepared, you see, and this gives the sport a bad name, which isn't really fair.
Is the excitement part of the reason why you are so keen on climbing?
Only a small part of the reason, if I try to analyse it. The sense of achievement is more important, I suppose. But the main thing is the sensation of being so close to nature, though perhaps that's not the right way to put it.
I suppose you get a view of mountains that nobody else really sees.
Yes, that's very true. But at the same time, if I was dropped on the top of a mountain by helicopter, it wouldn't be the same. Less tiring, maybe, but not the same.
Mm.
It's knowing that you've covered the distance to the top yourself, fighting every inch of the way. That's what makes you feel so pleased with yourself when you get to the summit.
Have you always been keen on climbing?
Ever since I was about 12, when my parents took me on a holiday to the Lake District and we went walking almost every day. Suddenly, it hit me that I was completely myself when I was in the hills and mountains, and I knew for certain that's what I wanted to do. I think perhaps everyone has a moment like that in childhood, though whether you can do anything about it later in life is a different matter.
How did your parents feel when it became clear that you were hooked on the sport?
Oh, very anxious that I should get the proper training and experience. But they've never tried to put me off. They were able to support me financially, which was useful. I'm not sure that it's exactly what they would have chosen for my occupation in life, but they've never said anything.
I'd like to ask you about your last climb in Peru. It was quite an adventure, wasn't it?
Definitely. You see, there's a mountain there called Sierra Grande, and nobody had ever climbed the West Face. So there I was, with an old friend called Tony Gold. We'd done lots of climbs before, so I suppose we felt fairly sure of ourselves, which, as any experienced climber will tell you, is naturally when it can get dangerous. You make mistakes when you feel confident that you can do it.
And what exactly happened to you?
We got lost in a storm and had to spend 14 hours longer than we had planned on the mountain. Actually, in the circumstances, we were fortunate. It could have been a great deal worse. We were told later that storms in that region can last for as much as a week at that time of the year. But while we were there in sub-zero temperatures, wondering if anyone would ever find us, that's certainly not how it felt.
Well, I'm sure we're all delighted that your adventure turned out happily in the end. Thanks for joining us, and carry on climbing.
Thank you, I will.
That is the end of part 4.